Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
You're texting in your droves about the retrofit, 51551. We're still getting the detail on it. Age 61, I am, says Peter. He says, by text, retrofitting will not work for me as I won't get the savings back. It's cheaper for me to absorb the cost as I'm 61, he says. And one more. Before we go to the Minister, could you please ask the Minister if solar panel installation will be included in the new retrofit scheme? Regards from the home county of Galway, says Iggy. Well, Iggy, we'll put that to the Minister now, because within the past half hour, Eamon Ryan, leader of the Green Party and Minister for Environment, Climate and Communications, has announced an €8 billion spend on boosting energy ratings of existing homes over the next 8 years. Joining me now to talk us through the detail of the new scheme is Oisín Smith, Minister of State at the Department of the Environment. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Cormac.
An awful lot of interest in this, and people really want to know the details. So give me the headline in terms of what's being announced today.
Yeah, I think people are interested. So just in the last few minutes, I think there's been announcements about this, and the Cabinet decided today to go ahead with the scheme. What it means is that whereas before, if you wanted to do a retrofit on your house, you could get about a third of the money as a grant. From next Monday, you'll be able to get half of the money, or up to 80%. So it's a huge change in the proportion of the money that is you can get as a grant from the state to do an upgrade.
So that is a significant change. So up to half of the money, or about 25,000, it's capped at 25,000. Is that a deep retrofit, Minister?
That is a deep retrofit. That means that you've brought your house up to a B2 energy rating. It is sort of the most extensive thing you can do. It will last you for a generation. And so, you know, as that example you gave would apply to something like a detached bungalow. If you have people listening to this programme who are living in a detached bungalow somewhere, it could take €50,000 to carry out an upgrade of every part of the house. And then you would get a grant of around €25,000, leaving a balance of €25,000 to pay and leaving energy savings of about €100 a month, or mm-hmm. €1,200 a year.
But would you accept, though, that people will, as you say, will have to come up with €25,000 themselves? It's only the wealthier people who can afford that.
So I think that 50,000 is really, that's absolutely the top of the range, or the most expensive kind of upgrades you can do. And what we're emphasising today is that you don't have to go that far. You can do what's called a shallow retrofit, and you can really get a very good return for that. So at the other end of the scale, for €2,500, you can do your attic insulation and your fill in your cavity blocks. And you only have to pay €500 of that €2,500. So you get a €2,000 grant, you pay €500, and you will make that money back within less than 2 years. So I think that's a very attractive proposition. Anybody who has hollow cavity blocks in their house and needs to have their attic insulated, that will have a dramatic effect on their bills.
So, okay, so if
there's
you
something
have,
for every pocket.
Okay, if you have €500, you can avail of this shallow insulation, and that will bring your home up to what standard?
That will bring your home, well, it depends on it won't bring your home all the way to a B2. It depends where you're starting from. But it's very easy it's very easy to apply for.
Okay, what so you do it, is you it go, may increase it a notch or two. Do you have to hit a certain energy rating before you can avail of the grant?
Well, sorry, it's not just that it will increase it a notch or two. It will save you a certain amount of money. So for that €500, it will save you €300 every year from then onwards. So that, you know, that's a very rapid return.
Doesn't that, though, depend on the rest of your house and what else needs to be done to your house?
So you're reducing the cost of heating it. So no matter where you're starting from, whether you're starting from an F or a G, or whether you're starting from a C, it's going to cut the cost of heating your home in the future. But it doesn't just reduce your bills. It also means that you're warmer in your house and it's a healthier house. Mm-hmm. That your house goes up in value and it's good for the environment as well.
But just to get the detail on that, even if you're starting from an F rating, you'll hardly save €300 if you're leaking energy in many other points around the house.
Well, what we've identified with the scientists is that the most effective place to spend money is on an attic insulation or a hollow block insulation as a starting position. So for somebody who can't envisage going the whole way, for that €50,000 and the disruption to your house during the upgrade is too much, that you can start with this and then you can do the next step in a couple of years' time when you're ready for that. So I guess today's change is about allowing people to do stepwise changes, and you won't be excluded from a grant a second time just because you've applied for it, you've obtained a grant.
And you will get 80% of a grant for that, even if you don't increase by a requisite standard. Is that right?
Well, what you have to do is, after you've done the upgrade, you need to get a BER rating done on your house, mm-hmm. and then you need to send that in to claim the money. So that's the way it works.
And what do you need to show on that BER rating for the 80% grant?
You have to show what your revised energy rating is after you've done the work. So you have to show that the rating has happened and that the improvement has happened. It's something you can apply for online. And when you go to the SEAI website, they have a list of registered contractors. You pick one of those people, you apply to do it, you carry out the works, and then afterwards you get repaid the money.
Okay. So you can get some benefit, even if you're not wealthy, you can get some benefit by availing, if you have €500 to spend on your house, you can get 80% of a grant and spend 2,500, and you can get the cavity wall and the attic insulation done. Do you accept, though, that for a full retrofit, that under your scheme, that's the preserve of the wealthy in this country?
Well, it's not. I mean, 2/3 of the money that's going for retrofits in Ireland is going towards people who can't afford it. In other words, free retrofits for people who are either living in local authority housing or who are living on welfare payments. That's around €200 million is being spent on people who just cannot afford to pay any part of it. So on the people who are homeowners who don't come into those categories, it's not always 50,000. It depends what kind of house you're in. So for example, if you're in a terraced house with mass concrete walls, it could be more like 36,000, where you're paying 16 and the rest is paid in a grant. And in that case, we are bringing in a low cost home loan to cover the balance of the payments, and the repayments on that home loan should match with the drop in the price of energy that you have to pay during the year. So in other words, the savings that you make will help you to make the repayments on a loan.
And where will People Minister get the low cost loan?
Well, we're bringing in a loan which will be targeted at about 3.5%. We expect we're getting funding from the EU on that. We expect that will be ready by middle of the year, by June. So,
and who'll provide the loans?
I'm sorry?
Who'll provide the loans?
They will be provided by commercial providers, by banks, by credit unions. And I should also say that when you're thinking about the finance and trying to obtain the money for this, particularly on the deep retrofits, we have this idea of a one-stop shop is coming in. So, in other words, you can go around to one organisation, like, for example, on PUST or the credit union, or you can go around to Electric Ireland, and they will carry out the survey of your property. They will give you the advice about where's the best place to spend the money. Then they will find the contractors for you. They will project manage it. They will apply for the loans, and also provide the finance if you need that part of it.
And can you guarantee?
So you can do everything in one place. Okay. That's the idea of a one-stop shop, and we're going to be funding that into the future.
And can people be guaranteed, Minister, if they get €30,000 of a loan, that the rate will be 3.5, that it won't be subject, if the bank comes along, to some kind of a surcharge or administration fee?
So the details of the loan are not exactly worked out at this stage. It's not into law yet. So I think that's a very good point. I think that people do need certainty. And I think that this whole project is about a 10-year project, and it's about giving certainty to people and to builders about what we're doing for the next 10 years. We're sending out a signal, which is that we're spending €8 billion between now and 2030 on making people's homes warmer. Mm-hmm. And a market is being created for that. We're training 4,500 people this year. We trained 2,000 last year. So we're moving into a situation where there is a new area developing within the economy of retrofitting homes. It is guaranteed with state money, and people want this. And you can see that from the text to your show. People are cold in their homes and they have huge bills, and this is the right approach to cut their costs.
Yeah, people want it, but
for the future.
The practicality of delivering it is another thing, isn't that right? Because I think the CIF, the Construction Industry Federation, is saying with the labour shortage that we have in the sector, you can't meet your housing targets and these retrofit targets, 500,000 homes by 2030 retrofitted, with the amount of workers we have.
I heard those comments and I disagree with them. I think we really can hit them. So I think what the CIF has said is that, you know, this is going to divert workers away from building homes. But what we've calculated with the economists is that, in fact, in the time it takes to build one home, you can retrofit 10 homes. So it's only taking 10% of the labour force away from building homes. And they're different kinds of workers as well. And we're training up new workers
to do
that. But
they'll go where the money is.
That's why we have a new... That's why we're training 4,500 people this year in order to be qualified to...
But they'll go where the money is. Not right. And in a way, the rates of pay have to be good here. And if they are better than in the construction sector, which are good rates of pay already, will this lead to construction inflation?
So it's only 1/10 of the staff needed to carry out the retrofits than is needed in the construction sector overall. Okay. And they are different skills. They're not all the skills are the same between the two groups.
Okay, so you disagree with the sector. So John,
I do,
says,
and actually I think that they'll come round to this, because I think that what's going to happen is that there will be large, at this stage, it's not, the retrofit sector isn't very developed. There aren't huge big companies like Cairn Homes, like you see in the construction sector. When those large mature development companies start to come about, I expect that they're going to be represented by Tom Harlan and CIF, and I'd say they'll change their tune.
Well, let's see. An awful lot of text at 51551. Building inflation is crazy now. With these grants, it will only accelerate. Grants will be way less than 50%, is that listener? Let me read you John's text at 51551. He says, I'm 63. Will a bank give me a retrofit loan at my age?
Well, the idea is that I think it will. And I think that the idea of the government guaranteed loan scheme is that there is a low interest rate which is guaranteed by the state. So the government is saying that they will cover a portion of the losses if the loan goes into default, and that is to enable banks to lend more widely or on looser terms.
An awful lot of people want to know about windows. Are windows included in this grant?
Yes, as part of a broader scheme. So you can't do is get a grant for windows, but not the walls, because then the heat just escapes out the walls. So it has to be part of a number of measures together. But a window grant on its own, you can't get, but you can get window grants.
And there are grants for doors as well.
Sorry?
Only in the deeper fit, isn't that right? What you gave me for the 80% grant, the €2,500 grant, if you are struggling with the cost of living, or if you're in the squeezed middle, you don't have an awful lot of money to spend on retrofit, you won't be doing your windows.
Well, the first thing you can do is your roof and your cavity walls. And if you want to see if you can get a window grant, the right thing to do, this is very complex, is to go to the SEAI and ask them for their advice. They'll be up with their new scheme on their website on Monday. And they'll be able to give you advice. And also the one-stop shops are willing to go out and do a survey of your property, and it'd give you the advice on what you need.
Minister Trina in Dublin 24 says you would need 2 BER assessments done then if you need to show an improvement, surely. How much does it cost to get an assessment?
So we're only requiring 2 BER assessments for a deep retrofit. But for a shallow retrofit where you're just getting your roof insulation and your cavity walls filled, you just need the one assessment at the end.
How much
so
is
we're
it?
Not having a before and after on that to cut costs. And there is also a grant towards the cost of your
and how
BER
much
assessment.
Is the assessment? Because that's something I haven't done. So how much is a BER assessment?
I don't have that to hand. I think so. I don't want to give you the wrong figure.
Give
on
me
that,
an approximate.
I've had it done. The last time I had it done, it was €150. So there is a grant towards it, but I don't have the exact.
I missed that. What is the approximate?
€150.
€150. Okay, for an assessment, but you don't need to. What about apartment blocks? Says Kevin, of which there are many.
Yeah, so I think that in order to do apartment blocks, you need to have the cooperation of the management company. And it's going to be different for different people. I know that there are, I've known people who've managed to carry out retrofits on apartments, but generally it's a more complex thing that requires the management company and the community to get together and carry out the works jointly between them.
Okay.
And there are community, there's a specific section of the SEAI that deals with community grants for a group of people together. And they do a lot of, I suppose, diplomatic work to coordinate between the different people so they can all pay into one fund.
Diplomacy needed for that one. Well, what about incentives for landlords? Because an awful lot of people in this country are in rental properties. They may not get the benefit of a retrofit. They may remain in cold homes if their landlord isn't incentivized.
So these grants are open to landlords to apply for. obviously, it's much easier now to rent a property out when it and to sell a property if you're trying to get out of being a landlord. But it's much easier to rent a property out if it has got a good energy rating, and people look for that right away. And we're bringing in a minimum energy standard for landlords from 2025. So they will have a minimum BER rating to reach. Mm-hmm. So these are the years in which landlords have a chance to upgrade their stock.
But no special
incentive.
But you're
absolutely right that... You're absolutely right that we have to target towards people in energy poverty. In many cases, they're people who are renting. And that's why we're providing for 2,500 local authority rental tenants to have their homes upgraded.
OK, I have 30 seconds left. Talk about energy poverty. We've been talking about the cost of living, and people really can't pay their bills, quite simply. The government is proposing to go ahead with an increase in the carbon tax, which affects an awful lot of bills right across the board. Is that definitely going to happen in your book? Why not give people a break?
It's definitely going to happen. It's in law. But I think that the right thing to do about the cost of living is this kind of thing, the retrofit scheme that cuts your bills, not just this year, but every year going forward. So the government is looking at a range of different options. I think that the 100 euro plus VAT that's going to come in next month and the month after is definitely welcome,
but
it's not enough. And we need to go further than that. And I think that the government is looking at a range of different possibilities, focusing on energy poverty and making sure the money reaches the people who need it. And
so the Greens are not for turning on this price hike. Look, we'll have to leave it there.
In fact, I agree with what the Taoiseach said on Sunday, and he said he's not for turning either.
OK, look, Minister Oisin Smith of the Green Party, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.